The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska has a bye this week before visiting Purdue on October 28th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We can go to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions on the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Christopherson, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I was just wondering, I know it's early in the week, but if you had any injury update on how J.D. Spielman came out of it and also your safeties that I know are hurt.
Well, I think that it's fortunate for us. I don't know if either one of them would be able to play this week, but everything that we learned about both Josh Kalu's injury, J.D. Spielman's injury, that they should be back by the end of the week and ready to practice on Monday.
Are you hopeful?
One was a shoulder, one was a hamstring.
Are you hopeful for Aaron and Antonio being available for Purdue?
We are, and we feel confident that will happen too. They were in a situation going into the Ohio State game where we kind of held our breath on them till about Thursday and then pulled the plug. But they should be good and ready to go by the next game.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, Mike. I was wondering, it was reported that you were to meet with Bill Moose after he was introduced on Sunday. I guess what was kind of the nature of your talk with him?
It was very, very kind of social, Eric. You know, we've known Bill and I have known each other for quite a few years, and I happened to been in the building around that time because we'd had we were doing a recruiting weekend, and so they called me and said that he was actually upstairs in the stadium. So I just had a brief meeting with him, kind of a hello and congratulations meeting, and that was, you know, we kind of talked about old times more than the future times.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Parker Gabriel, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Parker. How you doing?
Good. Early stages of the bye week, as you get guys sort of back in the building and practicing here today and tomorrow, what have you seen from the team and what goes into kind of keeping them on track for a long break before you get to Purdue?
Well, I think that that's the perfect question because was real important what we saw today. Yesterday we just lifted and watched some film. And then today we actually practiced already because we don't have school, so we were able to practice this morning. And I thought it was a great workout. I thought what we did was appropriate. It was a little bit less game planning, more back to the basics, and some interactive work between our number one offense and defense, and then our next man offense and defense. And I thought it was good stuff. We didn't do any special teams or anything like that. We just had some good basic football practice with some good interactive competition.
Besides your guys that are hurt, do you have some veteran guys or some guys that play a lot that you take it easier on early this week?
Absolutely. We are very, very careful and aware of where guys are physically and what they might need and what they can do. And so we were selective. They dressed out, but we didn't do much with Stanley or J.D. Spielman. So the other guys got some more work in their place. And anybody that was kind of on the edge, Aaron Williams might have could have practiced today. He's much better with his neck. But he dressed out, did some stuff, but not too much.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, Mike, this might you might see this as picking at a wound, but I'm not really doing that. But I just wanted to ask you, did Ohio State, was it better offensively than you thought going into that game? But just what just impressed you about them, you know, in the aftermath of how they conducted business offensively?
I was really impressed with, I guess, how methodical they are, and the fact that, you know, if you could get them into a decent third down deal, they really never blinked. They were very confident and made plays and continually did that. Their execution was at a high, high level, and they have actually looked like that in the previous games, you know, going in, and their production was real high, and they just confirmed all of that, you know, during the game. It was impressive that way.
Hey, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Chris Heady, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good. Good, Chris. How are you?
Good. Do you have a cutoff date on when it would be too far into the season to not put Trey Bryant on a medical redshirt, or are you guys still contemplating having him play this season?
That's good timing. We are having ongoing discussions with Trey about that during this bye week.
Okay.
With no conclusion.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.